What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 114 of Vending in the Booth podcast. Thank you so much for all the support to this point. I very much do appreciate it. This week's episode, I had to do pre-record and post late Sunday night because I had traveled this weekend to Cleveland for Sabbath, and there was not a chance I was going to do it while I was still in Cleveland. So that is the reason why it is not live episode and a pre-recorded this week. Hope all everyone's week is going well. Not a lot of news anyways to report. There is a few notes here and there. If you're wondering about the hat, I literally just got this as I got home. Shot from, I assume, San Diego Studios makes only the show I still play the game. I was not expecting this. This is like out of the blue, so shout out to them if you're watching this somehow. I even tweeted at them on X. Like, shout out to them for sending me this unexpected completely. But episodes will be back normal times for Sundays. Just this week had to be altered because of just me having traveled for the weekend. There isn't much news to report. I'll go through whatever there is. There isn't a lot. I don't have update about guests or anything. Still kind of working that out with a few weeks we still have left before MLB starts. Reminder, MLB season starts a little bit earlier this year for the Dodgers and the Padres because the Dodgers and Padres are meeting in South Korea in the Gochuk Sky Dome where they had WBC pool in 2017 for two games that will actually count towards the regular season. I will be covering that on the podcast. That's going to be March 20th to the 21st, I believe, or something like that. In Korea, and that will actually be counting as regular season games. They are also playing exhibition games like the days before that in Korea, against fellow KBO, which is the Korean baseball organization, their baseball league, there in South Korea. And South Korea, not North Korea, of course. But yeah, I will definitely be covering that, but that's not still for another, like 3-4 weeks. Yeah, like 3 weeks, basically. But I do plan on covering that. And then, of course, the following week or so, I think. Following week, baseball starts actual for everyone and not just the Dodgers and the Padres. Which, basically, for context, it's kind of like with the Japan opening series in 2019, just two different teams in a very much different location. I will not be going to the Korea series because I don't know how much there is really Jewish in Korea and honestly in South Korea. And honestly, I have no interest in being anywhere near North Korea per se for obvious reasons for world's sake. But yeah. So, otherwise, let's just get into the notes I do have here. So, there were a few moves. There's the big move. I attempted posting me your reaction, but to be honest, I kind of had, a slow morning this morning, so I didn't post me your reaction. I guess this is kind of a immediate reaction, because it's within 24 hours of the move happening. But I'm going to save that for last. Liam Hendricks has a new home for this year, signing with the Boston Red Sox 2 years, $10 million. I'm not sure if he's going to play this year, but nice that he at least has a team for when he comes back from Tommy John surgery. And technically, I guess he could stay also, of course, still from cancer, but that's already been had a return game from that. Ahmed Rosario, infielder, signed with the Tampa Bay Rays, 1 year, $1.5 million. Been up and down for Cleveland and LA and the Mets. See how he turns out for Tampa. Hyunjin Ryu is returning back to Korea with the team he originally played for, Hotha Eagles, who I think might be one of the teams in part of the exhibition games for the Korea series. I didn't put down years, but $12.7 million. Hopefully he does well back in Korea. Was pretty in his prime from 2012, 13 all the way to 17, 18, 19. He was a very, pretty good arm. Did deal with the injuries a lot. 2020 he was good for the Blue Jays, and then had just been really dealing with injuries ever since. I think honestly it's better for him to go back to Korea maybe he'll go back to success. But yeah, it just didn't end well for him so much. But either way, he's going back to Korea. Mitch Keller has signed a 5-year, $77 million extension with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Nice to be seeing the Pirates extend people when they don't spend a lot of money generally. Marlins signed infielder Tim Anderson 1 year, $5 million. Gio Urshela signing with the Detroit Tigers 1 year, $1.5 million. And the big news to pop up today, Cody Bellinger, he ain't going to the Bronx, he ain't going to San Francisco or whatever other option that was put on the table. He's coming back to Wrigleyville, 3 years, $80 million, with a opt-out every single year. I'm very happy he's coming back. I'm excited to see how he's gonna do. Big lift to the lineup, which they very much needed. And I'm gonna put one more note on it. Someone had asked on Twitter from a Cubs fan, like, with all the young promising prospects they have in the minor leagues, they have Kevin Alcantara, they have Pedro Armstrong, Brandon Davis, if you want to include first base, Jared Young, Matt Mervis, and so on and so forth. Like, he was asking, is it really worth it to bring back Bellinger? And it's a valid question. Before I get my answer, it's a very valid question. I can understand the question. A lot of young potential talent in the minor leagues that could take over at some point. But at the end of the day, my answer is yes, because Pedro Armstrong came up in September of 2023 and went 0 for 24 in September. Like, hit. And the fact that he didn't hit, like, if he got hit, okay, maybe there's a bit more of a discussion that I would understand. Like, yeah, okay, fair enough, he got a point. But the fact that he didn't get a hit in September is kind of concerning. It means he ain't gonna be up more like more most likely on a major league roster to start on opening day. And so I think this was the right move to bring Cody Bellinger back just because of that September stats. Now, could be that he gets called, that he's on the roster and gets a hit on opening day. It could be. It could be not. But at the end of the day, because of that stat line from last year, I think it was the right move. Good call, and happy he's back with the Cubs. That's all the MLB news. There isn't much football news. I found a random stat because someone was the Browns YouTube channel was talking about the Eagles beating the Brazil game, which I do not want the Browns to be playing Brazil Week One, which is a possibility because they play in Philly this year officially. I mean, there's like pros and cons, but I just don't want it as a Jew. But they're apparently at home with under Nick Sirianni are 16-9, which is a pretty good record. All things considered, just wanted to throw that out there. Either way, Matt Araiza, punter for the Bills, whole messy situation that I guess might not even be real. I don't know. Either way, he was picked up by Kansas City, which is odd enough because they have a really good punter, and I forget his name. So I don't know. Unless he's a free agent, and this is their new replacement. I don't know. Definitely not a move. And then the Rams hired former Eagles defensive coordinator Sean Desai to be a senior to be a senior being a senior defensive role for the Rams. That is all the news, and that is this week's episode of Benny and Blue Podcast. Thank you so much for watching and listening. If you are new to YouTube, leave a like, hit the subscribe button, leave a notification bell so you're notified when I go live and or post a new video. If you're new on audio, follow the podcast, leave a review, hit the notification bell so you're notified when I go live. When I post on there, I don't do live with pot audio. Thank you so much for watching and listening, and I will see you in next week's episode 115. Bye-bye.